This is Vandermeet again, talking to you. And I take it that you have studied the first part of this record and understand everything that I have told you. And you have practiced and have learned how to hypnotize yourself. If this is not true, do not use this part of this record yet. Make sure that you first understand everything on the first part of this record and have practiced and have learned how to hypnotize yourself. Now for this part of this record, it is not necessary for you to relax yourself or to put yourself into hypnosis. Of course, if you are relaxed, the instructions will be more easier to follow and be able to remember them easier. So relax if you want. This site is simply for instructions for me to give to you so you can benefit from your self-hypnosis. So you can use suggestions with your self-hypnosis and how you can accomplish this. When you are ready to use your self-hypnosis for more than relaxation, like you always get once you hypnotize yourself, and if you have practiced self-hypnosis, you will probably find you are more relaxed and you probably feel better. So hypnosis will always relax you. It will always feel good to get hypnotized. But it is the suggestions that you give yourself just before you hypnotize yourself that can really benefit you. I will show you how you can actually do this. I will give you those instructions right now. When you are ready to hypnotize yourself, you are comfortable again, make sure that you are lying or sitting, just like before, like you have been doing, and like you know how to do. Then, when you are comfortable, you already have your object picked out that you want to concentrate on, and you already told yourself you're going to hypnotize yourself for 3 minutes, and you already mentioned to yourself when any emergency arises, you will be wide awake and alert. You probably will be more alert in any emergency than if you wasn't hypnotized, because under hypnosis, you are more aware of what goes on around you. And then, when you are ready to hypnotize yourself, and you want to use your self-hypnosis for some specific purpose to better yourself, let's say it is to break a habit you have, then just before you're ready to hypnotize yourself, I want you to give yourself a positive suggestion, a brief positive suggestion. For instance, you might have a habit of overeating. So you might say to yourself, from now on, I will have the willpower, the confidence in myself. So I will be eating sensible, the right kind of food until I have reached the desired weight that I want. And you repeat this suggestion about 5 times and visualize whatever you want to accomplish. Picture in your mind and try to see the end results and what you want to accomplish. And you can see yourself, get the benefit. You will be able to have the willpower to do this. And you see yourself more slender than before. You repeat this to yourself 5 times. Either you can write this suggestion down on a piece of paper and just read it to yourself, or just merely repeat it to yourself in your mind. Then when you have done this 5 times, try to get the impression. It is very important that you do this right, that you get the right kind of impression, that you get the right impression in your mind. Then go through your routine of hypnotizing yourself. You take 4 deep breaths, looking at the object, and the 4th breath, you take it extra deeply. And right away, you count backwards to number 1. You say 3, 2, 1. And when you come to number 1 like this, you go deeper and deeper relaxed. Your eyes will close. You relax completely. The suggestion that you have repeated to yourself 5 times will go to your subconscious mind while you go in hypnosis. You will open up a channel, so to speak, and the suggestion will sink into your subconscious and will become part of you. Now, the more you practice this self-hypnosis, the better result you'll get. In other words, use it about 3 or 4 times a day and make sure that you have the positive results you want before you use your self-hypnosis for something else. For instance, before you use it for other habits you might want to break. Now, this part of the record will be mostly a repeat what I already have explained, how to hypnotize yourself. And once you have reached self-hypnosis, how you can give yourself instructions so you can benefit by giving yourself suggestions. Now, all you do is when you want to relax yourself, When you want to hypnotize yourself, make sure you are relaxed as much as possible. Make yourself very comfortable, either lying or sitting down, and then you pick an object you want to concentrate on. You repeat this to yourself about 3 or 4 times. I'm going to hypnotize myself for 3 minutes. And then you give yourself a suggestion, a positive suggestion. It might be a very simple suggestion. For instance, you might say, I will have more confidence from now on. A simple thing like this. And you repeat this to yourself about 5 times. And visualize in your mind, try to see yourself that you have the confidence that you want, and repeat this to yourself 5 times. Then if you have done this, take a look at the object that you already have picked out. Then take your deep breaths. And the 4th breath you take it extra deeply, and right away you count backwards to number 1. And when you come to number 1, automatically your eyes should close. If they don't close, close your eyes and relax, and everything is already automatic. The suggestion you gave yourself that you repeat it will sink into your subconscious and will become part of you. Everything is set. You don't have anything to do but just enjoy it. And the suggestion will sink into your subconscious. And when you come out of this relaxation, it will benefit you. The more you repeat this, the better result you will get. And of course, when the 3 minutes are up, your eyes will open up by themselves. Or you will know that the 3 minutes are up. Or you will have an idea that the time is up. Then just open your eyes. Just count from 1 to 5. You will be wide awake and alert. Now this is very simple routine to do. You actually will hypnotize yourself and give yourself instructions. Hypnosis is very simple, but it is the results that count and can really benefit you. It is tremendous. If you follow the simple instructions, you will be surprised how great the results that you will get. Now this is very simple to do, and if you follow this record and listen to my instructions and believe in hypnosis, you will realize that hypnosis is a wonderful tool to better yourself in many, many ways. Just because it's so simple doesn't mean that it doesn't work, because sometimes the simplest things are the most powerful things in the world. I know if you practice those instructions I gave you, you will get the positive results, the most wonderful results you can imagine, if you believe and follow the instructions. Now, a little while ago, I said something about positive and negative suggestions. Now, make sure that your suggestions are positive. What I mean about positive, sometimes you give yourself the wrong kind of suggestion, and you might not get the result you want. Sometimes you have to change your suggestion so you will get the result you want. For instance, I would say a negative suggestion would be, if you try to do away with pain, if you have pain and you say to yourself, I want the pain to go away. Now, to mention the word pain might not be as good as to say, I'm going to feel better. Sometimes it is better not to mention the word pain, because this is a negative suggestion. Your subconscious might get the idea that you want more pain if you mention it like this. Let's say if you had a headache, for instance. If you want to get rid of the headache, it's better to say, my head is going to feel good. I'm going to feel normal. I'm going to feel great. I'm going to be relaxed. I'm going to feel wonderful. Than to say, my headache is going to go away. Just to mention the word headache might cause more headache. So always be aware that you give yourself a positive suggestion and not a negative kind. So if you do not get the result you want exactly, check your suggestions and make sure that they are the right kind and they are in a positive form. And also, I like to mention to you, when you have learned how to hypnotize yourself, you got a tremendous power of your own subconscious to control your mind and to do the things to better yourself. But always make sure that if you have pain, and pain is a signal that there is something wrong, and just to do away with pain without checking the cause is not good, of course. Always seek medical advice and make sure that it is advisable from the doctor to eliminate the pain. Like I said, pain is a signal that there is something wrong, and always check out medical advice before you use your self-hypnosis. Now, if you have followed my instructions on this record, you should be able to get the result you want. If for some reason you have tried many times to practice this first part of this record, to relax and have found that your eyes did not get heavy like I wanted them to become, do not get discouraged. All you have to do is follow the instructions of this simple routine on how to relax yourself and just go through the routine as you would if you got the results when your eyes got heavy, and pretend that things happened like I told you, and before you know it, and keep on practicing, you will get the results that you want, because the suggestions that you give yourself still will benefit you, even without hypnosis, but after a while, it will actually will become self-hypnosis. As long as you do not give up and keep on believing in hypnosis. Also, I'd like you to read up on hypnosis. Read as many books as you can and find out all you can about hypnosis. The more you know about hypnosis, the better you understand that hypnosis is all self-hypnosis. And it is a wonderful science that can help you better yourself in many, many ways. This record is only for the purpose for me to teach you how to hypnotize yourself. And once you have learned self-hypnosis, how you can give yourself suggestions that can benefit you. Now always remember that hypnosis is a science as old as the world. There is no black magic. It all has to come from you personally. And I'm just on this record to give you instructions to help you or to guide you so you can actually help yourself. And I know if you believe that you can do this and follow my instructions, you will get the benefits that you want. Now, self-hypnosis is only as good as you use it. In other words, if you do not use it, you will not get results. The more you practice, the better results you get. Now, I would suggest to use your self-hypnosis regularly. If you haven't got any reason to use it, just use it to relax. Relaxation will never hurt a person. It can always help a person. Now, if for some reason you might not be able to use your self-hypnosis regularly and you might get kind of rusty, just get your record out again and follow the instructions. And the record will give you the instructions, so you will be able to get the results you want. In other words, it will refresh your memory. This will help you again, so you will have full control of your self-hypnosis. But again, I would like to tell you, you do not need this record to hypnotize yourself. Once you have listened and understand the information on this record is not intended, it is not for the purpose to hypnotize you while listening to it. It is merely for instructions so you can hypnotize yourself later on and be on your own and actually be your own instructor. Now I am coming to the end of this record, and I like to mention that many people can actually hypnotize themselves without them realizing it. Because hypnosis is self-hypnosis, and it's a natural thing. But a lot of people do not realize how hypnosis works. And sometimes they give themselves negative suggestions instead of positive suggestions. And this is the reason why some people can actually make themselves feel bad or even sick by giving themselves negative suggestions. They can actually do damage to themselves. So always be aware of the negative suggestions. I'm sure if you follow the suggestions on this record, realize what hypnosis is all about and how simple it really is, and practice relaxation with self-hypnosis and use the power of suggestion, you will get the results that you want. And I know you will. And then tell some of your friends so they can better themselves. Let them listen to your record. And if they do want a record also, the information will be on the cover so they can order their own record. Until we meet again, my name is Vandermeet. Good luck to you. And I know if you are sincere and really try to understand, you will get the results that you want.